I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to part two of Private Parts. Still here with ZZ. Your show that you have on Channel 4, tell us about it. How did it come about? I want to know everything.
So it's a show called Unapologetic and I co-host it with Yinka Bikini. That's the first time we've actually worked together. But we knew each other before. We'd seen each other out. But this is the first time we actually got to work together. So that was amazing.
Were you nervous doing it?
Of course, yeah, 100%. It was, and it all happened quite quickly. So originally, we did a pilot for the Black to Front.
Yeah,
or you could call it a pilot episode, I guess. And that was for that day. Maybe about a week or 2 weeks later, they called and said, like, one of the producers called and said, "Oh, they're like Channel 4 want to like pick it up for 6 episodes."
What?
And I was just like, "Oh my god!" It was like so weird. And then at first we thought maybe they'd start it in the new year. Like we thought, oh, and then they was just like, no, we're going now. So we literally filmed the 6 episodes in maybe like 4 weeks, I think, like that. And that was, the turnaround was so quick. So it was a really, really good experience. It was so weird because when I first started doing, you know, ZZ Meals and stuff, yeah. And I was thinking that TV has always been one of my goals. So to actually then be on TV, it was
manifesting though.
Yeah,
that's manifesting.
I guess it is. Yes, it is.
See, I was checking out your interviews that you do, and you've had like Ed Sheeran. You've had like,
yes, I have. I've had like. I've
do
had
you get some... nervous again when you have to interview people like that?
Of course.
Or are you just kind of not? Because no. I actually watched your Ed Sheeran one yesterday, and you do what we do in Private Parts. You just sit and you just chat, and it's very chilled and relaxed.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
It's very hard as an interviewer to make the interviewee feel comfortable. But
right,
you
right.
do that.
I think I'm always nervous actually to some degree, because even if it's like somebody that I know loads of people might not necessarily know of, I then get worried because then I need to make sure they don't come, like I want them to come across in the best light, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want you to be boring. I don't want people to think you're like, oh, I want there to be some level of, and sometimes you can get like really high profile people. You could really want high profile people, but then you might watch other interviews with them and you think actually how you interview, how I interview, is probably not going to be that great. You know, it's because sometimes some people
are held back. There's some people
so held
back.
Did you
watch this and you were like, shit, it's going to be a tough one.
No. I knew I was talking, loads of talking. So I'm like, that's why I can't stop talking. I'm like,
but it's true, but because they sometimes hold themselves back.
And then sometimes you could have like such a like proper, like not good. And you're just thinking, because they're so media trained. So it's, but the, if they're so
they
media, they're not slipping
there's no
up.
There's no button.
Yeah, they're so, chat. They're yeah. so not, they know what they're saying. But like people, like Ed Sheeran, he was so lovely. Like he was so nice. It was such a surreal moment for me because it was just like,
because we've grown
Ed
up
Sheeran.
With this guy. Like,
yeah, this is like, one of the, if not the, like the biggest selling artists ever. And you're just there in front of me and you're just, we're just having a conversation about Elton John buying you a big giant marble penis. And it's just like, yeah, like it's just so mad. It's just like, did I just have this conversation?
Oh my God.
And then I go home
nuts.
And then I have to wash the dishes.
Yeah, that's the thing. I swear to God that sometimes is the case that you're sitting in your, and it then becomes normal. You sit and chat to people, right, that you sort of admired over time. And then you finish and you go, ah, okay, bye. And then they go. And the great thing I always think about podcasting, this is why I love it as like a medium, is for some reason, when you do a podcast with someone, you always have that connection with them forever. It's rare, even when you're friends that now, because we're working so much in our lives, that you sit down and you have like a real deep chat. You do that, but in podcasting,
like not looking on your phone or anything like that, you're actually just locked in on somebody and you're finding out things about it. It's like I've had like different, like last year, I had a young lady on who experienced sex trafficking and like prostitution. And it was probably like the one of the most heaviest things I've ever filmed. It was so heavy. Like we stopped filming at one point. Like some of the stuff, it was so graphic.
She got emotional or whatever.
Yeah, she gets emotional and some of the stuff is very, like what she was saying was very graphic. Like even to the point where I don't never normally take anything out, but I took some of the stuff out because it was so graphic that I thought it's almost like I don't want people to, the emotion was there already. Like it was raw enough. We didn't take out. We muted something that she said because it was horrible. And we muted it because I just thought, it's too much. You know what I mean? Even for me, who I can take, it was heavy. I was just like, wow. But so I like to have a range of different people coming on of different guests. Sometimes
that's insane though. That's insane that you have that sort of wide range of different people. And I always, and I was, like I said, I was watching yesterday and I always think that, I think that interviewing someone is a really hard thing.
It's
really hard because you have to kind of go with the flow. You can kind of have questions that you're going to ask, but you kind of have to go with it and different things. And your interview style is really great because you make it comfortable for them, as I said before, but also you have this free flowing chat.
So I just digress all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but that's a really...
Literally.
Who would be your ultimate guest if you could have anyone?
So from over here, it'll always be like the Stormzy's. I still want to sit down with Stormzy, like the Daves, all those type.
Have you not been able to get them? Do you not think, surely if you put a thing out there.
I'm hoping.
Manifest.
I'm manifesting. I probably won't get Dave because
that's not manifesting.
No, because I'm logical, logistic. So I do a bit of both. So the reason, my logic behind that is because he's probably not going to bring out an album this year. So people like,
he's gonna have
do promo that much. I mean, even when he brought out his album, he didn't do heavy promo. Like he didn't do that many interviews. I mean, I think.
Is Dave bigger than Stormzy?
I would say they're just as good as each other. Really? Or they're just doing they both do mad numbers.
What kind of numbers do they do?
I don't know what Stormzy's last, but I think it did go to number one, his last album. But I know Dave's last one that he did like mad numbers. Like his units were mad. Everyone was just like, how? Like, I think he actually has he had the number one selling rap album in the UK last year. I think they said, if I remember correctly.
I interviewed Bugsy Malone the other day.
Oh, how was that?
I think he's a great dude. He was so interesting for his new movie. But I think he was like, who the fuck is this guy? I think that's honestly what he was like. I think he was doing so many interviews all day. And then I came on, he was like, another one, like, and I was like, hi.
he's doing a lot of acting recently, I watched him in the I think it was The Gentleman.
Yes, this is so he's in The Gentleman, and then he's in
that
this next
good.
One.
I like
that
was
yeah, they got really bad reviews for that. You know,
it was so good.
I loved it.
Guy Ritchie, Hugh Grant was good in that.
Yeah, because they basically say in that you can't use art as a form of. To cover your racism, because they were basically saying it was mad racist and just to like one demographic, it was racist. And the reason that's why I didn't think it was necessarily racist.
Where was it racist?
Because they would make stereotypical jokes about, so if it was a black person, I don't think it was this necessarily, but then they said something about a black person. Then there was a, you know, a Chinese lady in there and they made a joke about, I think there was like loads of different things where they was taking the mick out of everyone's culture. Mm. But in one of, I think it was, I can't remember what publication it was, but they basically said that you can't disguise racism now with art, basically. This whole thing
Which I think is true, right?
Yeah, but but then it's like, it's true to a certain degree, but then it's just like the whole point of art is, or being like a rapper or being a comedian or being like a writer is that you take things from the world and you kind, you know what I mean? You look at what's going on in the world.
It's observations, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think the reason why I wasn't offended by necessarily like any of the black jokes in there, I wasn't like, oh my God, how could you? Was because everyone was getting it, if that makes sense. Like everyone, it wasn't targeting one.
So this is racism to everyone.
No, it's just like, it wasn't targeting
one. If you're being racist to everyone.
I feel like if targeting one demographic, but if your whole thing is like, I'm going to talk about this group, I'm going to talk about that group, then I'm going to talk about that, and then I'm going to talk about my own group, then I'm going to talk about that, and I'm going to make observations on and pick out the funny parts or the things that from every single maybe demographic that I find funny, as long as it's not harmful, we were saying earlier. I think, but then with the way the world is going, that's objective, because now what you think is harmful, not think is harmful, I might think it's harmful. Yes. So like, where do you draw the line?
It is so complex.
But then I feel like if we start like really policing things too much, we're going to lose, like, we're going to use the beauty of...
Well, then you have no freedom of speech whatsoever.
Nothing. Like you have nothing. And I think sometimes I think it is to do with like intent. Like I think if somebody, you can tell if someone's being like malicious, you know what I mean? And it's coming from a place of hatred. Whereas... Yeah, so you know,
have you experienced racism?
Yeah, definitely. 100%.
Growing up now.
Yeah, I think like you do. And I think sometimes like as a black woman, it's not necessarily the overt racism. It's not like, oh, you black bitch. It's the stuff of like, you know, you might walk into a shop and you can just be like, oh, here we go. Or even like walking into the shop and people not even like acknowledging you. But then you'll see like a white lady coming after you and she's been acknowledged. Like if you go into certain like high-end shops, you walk into the shop and sometimes they still are not acknowledging you. Like you can go in
there.
That's like those slightly more hidden stuff
it's so, and then that's then in turn, actually, that's then when we then often get gaslit because it can be argued. Because I can say, well, I know the reason why you didn't say welcome me into this shop is because you have this preconceived idea already that I can't afford it or I don't have the money to do it or because of, you know, historical stigmas or whatever. But I can't prove that. I can never prove it. I can never, unless it's there in writing. So it's so mad because actually about 6 years ago, me and my friends got turned away from a club and it was like this big thing. It went viral. At the time it was District Nightclub. We were too fat and too dark and it went viral.
No, you're lying.
Yeah. But we had it there in black and white. Yeah. So
they said to you on the door.
They got shut down, didn't they?
Yeah, but that was...
They said that on the door.
They said it in the text. So my friend who invited us down.
That is mad.
Yeah, he invited us down. And he told us to get there for a certain time. And like, we got there for a certain time. We was all dressed up and got to the front. And the woman was like, oh, sorry, it's full. And this was like before 11. It's like, oh no, no West End club is full at 10 to 11. It's not happening. So we was just like, no. I was like, oh, she was like, we're on a table. And he was like, he's not here at the moment. So you just have to wait for him to come. And then we was like, all right, cool. So we went and waited across the road and we was just waiting for him to come. Then he got there and my friend was like, can you get us in? And he was just like, sent her a text and he was like, you and your friend are fine, but the other one, they're saying like, she's too dark and the other one she's too fat. Basically,
oh,
one of the two
God.
Fat. He was like, and the other one, she's too dark. And then, Yeah, because she was a black woman, but she was a bit dark. So in the black community, there's a thing called colorism, which is lighter skin. And it's actually in Asian community as well. They suffer with it a lot as well. Whereas the darker skin complexions get treated less than the fairer complexion, right? Because it's, you know, it's more closer to beauty, they say, and whatever. So my friend that I was with, she was mixed race. And then the rest of us were black girls. So we were darker skinned black girls. So she it was there in black and white. Yeah. So we were just like, oh my God, wow. Like, but
Was that shocking to experience? No.
So the thing is, that is what, it wasn't shocking. It was such a bittersweet moment because I've been going out in central London for years before that. And honestly, like, it's a, going out would be such an anxious feeling, especially like as a black woman, you know, you're going to get to the door and they're going to even look at you and be like, oh, sorry, you don't like, you don't match that. And you cannot prove that it's because they don't want you in the club. You can't. And I never forget, I went out one time and I think it was Rose Club at the time. And this is something I'm going to really show my age, like the popping clubs back in the day, Rose Club. Yeah, and it was me and my, two of my other friends, three of us, three black women. And we got to the front and it was a little bit later. And I said, oh, like my friend's inside, but we're happy to pay. Can we go in? And she's like, oh no, sorry, girls, we're at capacity. And I was just like, oh, okay. And I was like, oh, so I was trying to call my friend, but he was not picking up. And I was just like, okay, I'm trying to get in. She's like, no, we're at capacity. She's like, can you just like stand to the side? You know, can you stand to the side while you like, so annoying.
Is this a white chick? Is it a white
woman? White woman, yeah. So then we were standing there for about 10 minutes trying to get through to da 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 da. No word of a lie. Three white girls came, right? Three white girls came, went to the front. There's no queue, went to there. She let them in.
Oh my
God. This is within 5 minutes. She let them in and she told them, okay, yeah, I heard her. Yeah, girls, okay, fine. You like £20, you come in, it's fine, da 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 da. So I went back and I said, sorry, you just told me that you was at capacity. How comes you let those girls in and you didn't let us in? And she was just like, she obviously didn't realize that I had seen the whole play.
Yeah.
So she was just like, oh, actually they're their manager's girlfriend. One of them's the manager's girlfriend. I said, oh, that's interesting. Why would a manager's girlfriend be paying £20 to get into the club? It wouldn't be that. It would not. And
you would just, like, come on, I'm not stupid.
Like, well, I've heard you tell her that she needs to pay. I've heard all of these things, blah, 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 blah. But again, I could not prove it. There was no way I could prove that I literally said to her, the only difference between me, us, and those group of girls is our skin. There's three of them, three of us. Literally like for like, okay?
Wow.
And I was just like, this is the thing, you can't prove it. When the district thing happened,
then you've got the actual,
we had the evidence there. That's why it went,
so
it
what
blew
did you
up.
Put it on social media?
We put it on social media and literally it just spread like wildfire. It wasn't even a preemptive thing. We just put it up and just thought, we'll see, like, this is what happened, how disgusting. And it did the rounds. We did everything. It was like a big thing because...
Were you nervous about putting it up? Because
no,
you shouldn't be nervous,
because
right?
Because at the time, I had never had like necessarily like viral moment on social. This is like, I was very... Like I would have had like maybe like 1,000 followers or something. It was really... I wasn't, you know, like out there like that. So it was just kind of... And even on Twitter, I had less followers. So I never expected, it wasn't a thing of being scared. It was just like, do you know what? This is disgusting. And so many other black women messaged us with like text threads. Oh yeah, sorry, if you guys want to come with these type of girls, you need to go to this club. This is not the club for you.
Wild.
Like they're in black and white. Yeah, we don't really have, yeah, make sure... Like, can I see pictures of what they look like? And, oh no, sorry, she's not good enough. Like, yeah, she won't get in because she's like, it's mad. So
it's crazy to hear this. As you're coming from my point of view, it's pretty, I'm a privileged dude, right? I went to a private school, right? Yeah. All this different stuff, you know, I there was some black guys at my school and we're friends and things like that, but I never experienced any sort of racism ever, even towards my friends at school, never anything.
Mm.
And you know, when the whole Black Lives Matter thing happened, I posted on social media. I think I said this before when Dame Baptiste came on. I said, I post on social media being like, I don't know what to post. So what I'm going to post is saying, I need to understand this more and I'm here to support whatever it means because I've never experienced it right. And he came on and he was explaining the situation, describing things. And hearing what you went through, for someone who's never experienced it or seen it or been in those situations, the fact that you were nervous to go on nights out, is crazy.
You literally, and this is like a general feeling for like a lot of darker skinned women. Like, unless you know somebody, you know you're going to be cool. Like, you're on this person's table. But if you're not on, even sometimes when you get on, like if you're on someone's table, it's still going to be yeah, make sure you get there early because there's going to be problems at the door. And like, you'd see, like, we'd get dressed up to the nines, like heels, all these stuff. And then you'd go there and you'd get in the club and you'd just see some girl in there with like white Air Force Ones on. And you're like, why am I with a white t-shirt on? But you told me that it was a struggle to get in because you were looking at how high my shoes were. Meanwhile, she's there with her Air Force Ones on.
It gets me angry.
No, it does. But do you know what? That's like, you learn to live with it. It's sad, but you just learn to live with it. You just get along. You get on with it. On it's a day to day thing, or it can be a day to day thing.
I guess because you look at it and you go, "Well, I can't change this today."
Yeah, so you just you'll stress yourself out. Mm. You'll stress yourself out. You'll just be sad, and like you just can't. You just kind of have to just go about your day, and just like, it is what it is. And when something I'll get them eventually, and we did.
Well, and then you have these moments where you can then
exactly.
You've got the message out there, and
we was able to bring light to like a lot of things, like in like West End clubs and stuff like that, and that was really good. And just on general topics as well.
Things have changed right there now. They are changed.
There's not many clubs left.
There's not, is there?
I know, all the clubs are gone.
There isn't.
You killed them all.
Yeah, yeah. You just took them down.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Zizi, what about dating? Are you dating anyone at the moment?
I am not. What do you class as dating?
You said this earlier. You said we're
Victoria
in the
Victoria line.
Yeah. You said this earlier. You said, "Oh, we're in the talking stage." This is like a talking stage. I don't even know what
there's so many stages. I don't even know.
Okay, can you
anymore.
Explain the stages? I don't even know what this is. So, what is the talking stage?
I feel like the talking stage is, you're getting to know someone. You know, you like
so
each
it's not
other.
Dating.
Is that stage one? Has to be, right?
No, because I think the talking stage, and correct me if I'm wrong.
So there's a stage before that, which is like liking their photo on Instagram.
Yes, that's what I think it is. I think now, because people date so much through social media, you haven't even met the person, but you're talking on social media. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's like the talking stage. So you haven't met the person. Is that wrong?
Talking stage, but you got to have like a few pillow talk nights as well, like 3 o'clock in the morning.
What are you saying?
It's literally like those weird conversations. Like, yeah, well, when I was like three, like I had a dog and then the dog just disappeared. And now my mom, she don't like dogs
anymore.
You're
talking about like when you're wasted.
It's like the really deep stuff.
Literally, you talk about everything, like anything that comes up, like, yeah. And then, you know, and what's your favorite? Oh my God. Cause then one time I had lobster and then how do you cook that? And you just go from just every single topic to like, you have to have one of those in the talking stages. Mm. Then I would say after that, then you're like dating, but then you go on. I think it's talking stage / dating. They're like together. Okay. I would group them together. And then I guess you do this whole like exclusive thing where you don't have a title, but you do have, but you know what it is. And you'd be angry if you found out the other person was talking to someone else or sleeping with someone else, but you're not official yet. You're not.
So you're not really allowed to.
You
be.
Have it. You're not.
That's always the tricky one because you're like, when did the exclusive thing come in? Because like there might have been this one time.
Exactly. Like, oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
Why have I suddenly got herpes? Why is that suddenly happening?
And then I guess you get together. What stage am I at? None of those at the moment.
Not even on the Instagram.
Not even on the Instagram.
But surely people will slide into your DMs.
People slide into my DMs.
What are they sliding and saying?
They always say stuff like, oh, I swear to God, I'd make you so happy. And I'm just like, you don't even know me. Or they'll be like, I swear to God, like,
Are
they all religious?
I don't know. Or they'll see, like, me interview one rapper and they'll be like, I'll never talk to you like that. Let me cheat you nicely. And I'm
just like... That's the worst like, chat
up line. Clutching at straws.
I also like it's the sort of voice note. It's, I would never treat you like that.
I would never talk to you like that. So I always get guys like that.
And they're definitely the ones that would.
Do you know what I mean?
They'd probably be so bad.
You know what I mean? That's exactly... The other day I was walking Dave with my mum. And
So
I was walking Dave and I saw this really nice guy and actually so funny because I said to my friend, I was like, yeah, I met this really nice guy and da-da-da-da-da. I was like, yeah, and he had like this moped and da-da-da-da. So she had a moped. So she was like, oh, is there, has he got Insta? I said, oh, right. So this happens as well because I think men maybe find me a little bit intimidating. Why? I don't know why. But they find me a little bit intimidating. So what they do is they don't approach me. They'll just wait and then DM me. And they'll be like, I saw you earlier. Wanted to say hello. Da, 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 da. Now, depending on how nice he is, you either get minus or plus points for that. Because if you're not nice, then bruh, you're even now telling me that you have no confidence and you've got no, like, and you didn't even want to come up to me. However, if you're really good looking, I can let that go. I'll be like, it's fine. But so this guy, it was like, so I was like to my friend, yeah, he came on the moped. So I sent her a picture.
What do you mean he came up to you on his moped?
No, so he was like, it was like a walkway and he went into a shop and he just parked up his bike. So it was so funny though, because I was like, yeah, he's got a moped. So she's like, send me a picture. So I sent her a picture of him on this moped. No, of him, because the only picture he had up was him.
Did you do it slyly?
No, because he had DM'd me. So I was on his profile and he had a picture of him on the moped that he actually taken that day, how I had seen him. So I was like, oh, look, this is how I saw him. So she just looked at the picture. She goes, for fuck's sake. She's like, I was a little bit worried when you said a moped. I was thinking, oh God, like, what's that about? She's like, he's got a fucking super bike. And I was like, oh really? She's like, he's got an R1. What do you mean a moped?
I hope you said to him, I like your moped.
I hope you said to him, I like your moped. He's like, what, this fucking Ducati?
I was like, oh, is that a good bike? She's like, it's a super bike. Of course it's a good bike. I was like, oh, okay. I don't really know anything about it. But then he sent me this, like, we were talking. I was like,
send you nude straight away. When guys send nude straight away.
I don't get nude.
You don't get nude. So guys, sometimes they go, hey, and then just send
that
a nude.
That is disgusting.
Not to me.
I don't even say
I think everyone is scared to do that because they'll think I'll expose them. So they won't even try that shit with me.
No one ever sent a nude to you?
No, they don't.
Never sent a nude to anyone else?
People that I'm dating. Actually, and I don't even do that because I just think... I'm better in real person. So if you want to have a look, come round my place.
Get on the superbike.
You would hear that. You would literally go, if you want to see it, come.
Exactly.
Drive straight away. Have you ever slid into anyone's DM?
Oh yeah, bear people. I used to back in the day. Yeah, I slide into bear people's DMs. I've got a technique that you do. So you go and find the picture. You know, I'll go and find you, go on your page, right. I'll scroll down, I'll find a nice picture that I think of you that's really nice, and then I'll send you your own picture back with this emoji, the okay, nice.
Right.
And then I send it to them, no words, just the emoji. And then hopefully what they should do then is then send you one back with the same emoji.
They've gone down to one of your photos.
Yeah, then they have a thing. But the only thing about I feel like sliding in the DMs.
They send back them like, when you really did. Just a photo of Dave. You're like, cheers, mate.
Yeah, I know. I just feel like though it messes up the dynamic.
Yeah, it does.
What does?
There's a hierarchy thing.
Yeah, it just messes up. Like if you're like an old school lady, woman, and you like to be pursued and you know, I understand there's a lot of women now, they don't mind, you know, doing the pursuing and it makes them feel powerful and all that good stuff. Not me though. I don't want anything to do with that. I want
to be hounded by men on motorcycles.
You want to be courted. Listen, I ain't paying for shit.
No, what's that noise outside? I don't want that. So I found that when I do that, it messes up the dynamic because then it's like, okay, I've instigated it. Now who then instigates the first date? Now who instigates this? It just messes, in my opinion, in my experience, yeah, it messes
the
dynamic.
You like the old school style.
Yeah,
I like old school. You want to be chased and you want to be courted.
Yes,
and
I want to feel nice and whatever. But at the moment, there's no one making me feel nice.
What about, we asked this before, the break. What about the if you had one pop star, one musician?
Oh yeah, we've left that.
One artist that you suddenly turn on your phone now, you looked at it, they'd slid into your DMs. Who would it be?
Ooh.
Elton John.
How did you know?
I could see it.
You could tell that you see the deep thought coming through.
Yeah, it's Elton John.
I know. there's like an ultimate person that I look at and I think, oh, you're gorgeous. There's some guys actually that I don't think are hubby material. I just want to bone them because I think they look really good at,
love the word bone.
I just want to bone you. Yeah, you should send that in their DMs. By the way, I just want to bone you.
There's some guys that I look at and I think you would be no good for me. However, I think we could have a really good time. And I think more women should indulge in that.
Oh my God. I always say, if you send that to a guy, he would get on his moped
and come there real quick. Do you know who, not necessarily him, but someone like Common, you know, Common the rapper. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I like guys like that. Really wholesome. You know, they make you feel safe and you know what you're getting. No, I really do. Cause I'm done with the non-safe guys. I can't be on edge for the rest of my life.
No, you can't.
It's not nice.
It'll age you.
It will. Do you know what I mean? I'm now stalking your page. Who's that girl that is commenting under everything? We're at an event. This girl's looking at you way too friendly. Where do you know her from? I don't need that.
I don't want to be that person anymore.
So someone like Common, who's just like, I want to go for older guys. I've decided.
What age are you talking?
I would love to date like 38 plus.
Specific, like it.
Yeah, I would, because I'm 32. Yeah. So I feel like 38 is a good, maybe, I think 35 is even
I think guys don't really mature till they're like 35.
Well, this is what 41. I'm saying. 41.
Guys have some guys. Guys are saying scientific in their brain that doesn't mature or something bizarre. So that's why men are typically way more immature than women because we don't mature.
This is what I'm saying. So this is why I need to go for like an older guy. I'll go for an older guy that also reads books. Yes, and also he's out of his like
his legs.
Yes, and he doesn't want to. He's out of the. I just want to get
out of the game.
Yes,
but he still eats booty.
So you want someone that's isolated? you want a butt muncher?
Did you say it eats all?
He is all the booty.
The whole thing.
Like
he doesn't just have the starter. He is.
That's what I want. Also someone
all the booty.
He walks into a room and he's still like. Commands the room as well. There's so many things that I want.
He'll be like, get your booty.
No, as in like he could walk into this room now and everyone would just be like, oh wow, like the presence of him. But then he might not be good at sex.
You might get bored quickly. Oh. You might find this guy and then like after.
No,
a year,
I don't think
like,
I'm gonna get bored.
Hey,
you can't. You don't. I feel like us women, we do ourselves a disservice. We always do this. We always get bored of the good guy and then we cry.
Thank you very much. Stay with the good guy. Stay with the good guy.
That's what I'm going to do.
Don't speak on behalf of the good guys. I am the good guy. You're not good guy.
I'm the original good guy. Hey, Zizi, listen, we've taken up so much of your time.
Oh, thank you.
Are you kidding me? Listen, we've met before and we did some things and, yes. I've been such a fan ever since. You're killing it, dude.
Thank you.
I just want you to go from strength, 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 which I know you will.
Thank you. I've had a really good time and I can talk for days, so I love it. And you guys have been great.
Oh, Zizi, so listen, what we like to do at the end of the podcast, though, is leave our listeners with something inspirational. Come on.
Ladies, receive the eating of the booty and fellas, make sure you eat the booty. That's all the inspiration you need in life.
Zizi, thank you so much, everybody. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Oh, how do you feel?
I feel great.
You enjoyed that?
I like the way that we back end these things.
Did you, I noticed you crossed your legs when we were talking about butt munching. You didn't have an
RB.
You didn't have an RB, did you?
I did not have an RB. What's an RB? A reason boner.
Reason. There's a reason for this boner.
An RB.
What about a URB?
Unreasonable boner.
Can't reason with it.
This is unreasonable.
But yeah, that was
a great episode, right?
I really enjoyed that.
Yeah. Hey guys, listen, remember every single Wednesday we have our bonus episode. So if you're still listening, you haven't tuned off, go and click on Wednesday where you get some content. It's Min and I, we talk about loads of different things, how our week's been, all, and nothing is off limits at all. Go and check us out every single Wednesday wherever you get your podcasts, and remember to check out our Instagram page at Private Podcast. We want to hear from you, whatever it may be. Right, ladies and gentlemen, have a great week. We'll see you next week for another episode. Until then, be safe. Bye bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.